So later this hour, what's a secret to longevity? Like maybe taking some days off of work, getting away from the stresses of the workplace. Maybe some Wisconsin Democrats have some advice there. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But we're going to also talk later this hour on this 90-year study on longevity. What works? What don't? What kinds of things do not work? Everybody's got advice on longevity. My grandmother lived to be 202, never drank coffee in her life.
Your grandmother lived to 200?
Or 102. 3,000. She lived to 3,002. Alyssa on Facebook says, don't sweat the small stuff. Don't hold grudges. If it works, I'll contact the takeaway in 70 years. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE later this hour. Joining us now is Wisconsin State Senator Bob Jauch. He's, of course, one of these senators that's staying out of the state house in Madison as part of a battle over collective bargaining rights for union workers in the state. Senator, good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
You're somewhere in Illinois, which means you're not a part of the battle in Madison. So the standoff seems to continue, even though some of your colleagues say they're ready to go back. What do you say?
Well, first of all, we're in the land of Lincoln, a place where we went, where the history here defines equality and justice and freedom and rights. It's the best place to have to go if you want to protect those rights that we value so much in Wisconsin. Since we left Wisconsin, there have been 2.5 weeks of protests in which well over a half a million people have come down to suggest that they want to, that they've been given their voice and they want to restore the state and traditions that they believe in. It's the Citizens United, the Wisconsin way.
Although many more than 500,000 voted for the Republican majority that's driving this, I guess the question is, are you advocating a government shutdown in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, not at all. Government continues to function. As a matter of fact, democracy is thriving, in which the people are finally speaking with great vigor and interest that their government officials work with them to assure that Wisconsin can have shared responsibility in working through the deficits. The problem is that Governor Walker is attempting, under the guise of budget repair, he is eliminating 52 years of collective bargaining.
No.
He is admitting that, in fact, he is doing this not for budgetary reasons, but because he wants to break the backs of workers.
Understood. So you've made that point, and other Democrats have made that point. I guess the question is, where do you go from here? I mean, the Republicans who ideologically were opposed to health care reform in Washington ultimately decided, all right, we're going to take our case to the voters. They won a midterm election and decided to work on repealing it. Maybe your efforts should be better spent coming back to Madison, let the chips fall where they lay, and work on a legislative program to restore collective bargaining rights.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think we're nearing this point. When we left Wisconsin, we really wanted to slow this legislation down that was going to end 52 years of collective bargaining in a matter of 5 days. We felt the people in the state needed to have more time, needed to have an opportunity to express their voice to the Republicans who have yet to vote in the state Senate. I think we're nearing the point where it's time for us to come back to Wisconsin, join the citizens in their fight against a budget that is very damaging to Wisconsin, but more importantly, not have the spotlight on the 14 Senate Democrats, but have the spotlight on the Senate Republicans who have yet to vote on this issue, many of whom don't like the bill.
That's a very eloquent and, if I may say, Abraham Lincoln-esque statement that I could paraphrase as, admit you've lost.
You know what Abraham Lincoln said was, I'm not born to win, but I'm bound to be true. I'm not bound to succeed, but I'm bound to live by the light I have.
Ah, touche, sir.
And so what we're attempting to do, I think what we have done wasn't exactly a planned movement motivator, inspiration, a moment of inspiration, but something has really happened in America, in Wisconsin and across America, in which our actions has given the voice to citizens who have remained silent. And so these hundreds of thousands of citizens, not only in Wisconsin, but across America, have finally said, for the first time, not just in 2 years, but in the magnitude magnitude and intensity that we haven't seen in 40 years, they have said, we are America. We are democracy. We are part of this process. We have been silent. We're not going to be silent. We're going to be engaged and not just enraged. And I think you have a whole new democratic movement occurring in this country.
But State Senator Bob Jauch, perhaps the election could be seen in the same light, that was the people of Wisconsin electing the kind of people who would bring about this kind of legislation that fit their ideological views.
There are two. Well, first of all, elections should not be about letting people win and impose their ideological views. Elections are determined who serves in public office, and then the other 364 days are supposed to be when those of us in public office interact with and govern with the rest of the citizens to truly make sure that we represent the will of the people,
right.
not necessarily the ideological views of the people.
Exactly, which is difficult to do when you're in Illinois. When will we speak with you again, and will you be in Wisconsin when we do?
Well, you can speak with me whenever you wish. I do believe this is coming to an end in Wisconsin.
So when are you going back? When are you going back?
I would say soon, but each day is a new day. I would say that it's going to be within a week.
If I said your wife called me and wants to know when you're coming back, would you be more specific?
She came down and gave me 2 more weeks worth of clothes, to tell you the truth.
Oh,
I
nice.
Believe it'll be within a week.
God love her. What's her name? What's your wife's name?
Her name is Cecilia, and she's an absolutely marvelous human being.
Cecilia is an angel, but I think we've got to think about the citizens of Wisconsin. It's going to end soon. That's as good of a takeaway as we're going to get from Democratic Senator Bob Jauch, Wisconsin State Senator, somewhere in Illinois. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.